I was still at the age of unself-conscious spontaneity when I started to write. At the age of 5, I wrote a story, which my mother saved for a long time, about a little girl. My 5-year-old spelling for girl. I wrote stories because I was a solitary, only child in New York City, with no easily available library where I could get books. So when I had read all the stories in my bookcase, the only way for me to get more stories to read was to write them. And I knew, as a child, that it was through story that I was able to make some small sense of the confusions and complications of life. The sound of coughing from my father's gas-burned lungs was a constant reminder of war and its terror. At school, I read a book about the Belgian babies impaled on bayonets like small, slaughtered animals. I saw pictures of villages ravaged by the Boches. The thought that there could ever be another war was a source of deep fear. I would implore my parents, "There won't be another war, will there?" My parents never lied to me. They tried to prepare me for this century of war, not to frighten me. But I was frightened, and I tried to heal my fear with stories. Stories which gave me courage. Stories which affirmed that ultimately love is stronger than hate. If love is stronger than hate, then war is not all there is. I wrote and I illustrated my stories. At bedtime, my mother told me more stories, and so story helped me to learn to live. Story was in no way an evasion of life, but a way of living life creatively instead of fearfully. It was a shock when one day in school, one of the teachers accused me of telling a story. She was not complimenting me on my fertile imagination. She was making the deadly accusation that I was telling a lie. If I learned anything from that teacher, it was that lie and story are incompatible. If it holds no truth, then it cannot truly be story. And so I knew that it was in story that I found flashes of that truth which makes us free. And yet we are still being taught that fairy tales and myths are to be discarded as soon as we are old enough to understand reality. I received a disturbed and angry letter from a young mother who told me that a friend of hers, with young children, gave them only instructive books. She wasn't going to allow their minds to be polluted with fairy tales. They were going to be taught the real world. This attitude is a victory for the powers of this world. A friend of mine, a fine storyteller, remarked to me, "Jesus was not a theologian. He was God who told stories." Yes, God who told stories. St. Matthew says, "And he spake many things unto them in parables, and without a parable spake he not unto them." When the powers of this world degenerate and deny the value of story, life loses much of its meaning. And for many people in the world today, life has lost its meaning. One reason why every other hospital bed is for someone with a mental, not a physical, illness.